Old age pension vs. basic pension, eligibility, amounts, and concurrent receipt. The old age pension is a social insurance benefit paid based on a person's national pension enrollment history. While the basic pension supports people aged 65 or older whose recognized income is at or below the eligibility threshold. Both pensions can be received together if the respective requirements are met, but the basic pension reduction rules and separate application procedures must be checked. As a rule, the old age pension requires at least 10 years of national pension enrollment, and the payment start age varies by year of birth, so it should be confirmed with the National Pension Service. The basic pension is available to citizens aged 65 or older who reside in Korea and whose household's recognized income is at or below the applicable year's eligibility threshold. Receiving the old age pension does not by itself exclude someone from the basic pension, but the national pension benefit amount, income, and assets may affect the basic pension assessment and benefit calculation. In 2025, the basic pension eligibility threshold was KRW 2.28 million per month for single-person households and KRW 3.648 million per month for married couple households, and the thresholds may change each year. The old age pension and basic pension are not paid automatically, so each must be claimed or applied for separately. Both the old age pension and the basic pension can be received monthly in retirement, but they are different in nature. The old age pension is a social insurance benefit based on national pension enrollment history, while the basic pension is public assistance paid after assessing the income and assets of older adults. In particular, claims that you cannot receive the basic pension if you receive the national pension, or that both pensions are paid automatically when you turn 65, are inaccurate. The eligibility requirements, benefit calculations, and application procedures for each must be examined separately. Key comparison of the old age pension and basic pension category, national pension, old age pension, basic pension, nature of program social insurance benefit based on contributions and enrollment history, public assistance, for older adults whose income and assets are at or below specified thresholds. Key eligibility in principle, at least 10 years of national pension enrollment age 65 or older, with recognized income at or below the selection threshold starting age 60-65. Depending on year of birth, age 65, income, and asset assessment, no separate asset threshold for basic entitlement, the income. And assets of the applicant and spouse are assessed factors affecting the amount enrollment period, income during enrollment, payment start date, etc. Standard pension amount, national pension benefits, whether both spouses receive benefits, reduction to prevent income reversal, etc. Early or deferred option available under certain conditions, no early or deferred benefit system funding operated based on national pension contributions, fund management, etc. Public funding borne by the national and local governments, separate claim or application, required, it is also not entirely accurate to describe the old age pension as simply getting back the contributions I paid. The national pension is operated as a social insurance system rather than through individual savings accounts, and benefits are calculated under a statutory formula that reflects factors such as enrollment period and income during enrollment. Eligibility requirements for the national pension, old age pension. The old age pension is a national pension benefit paid in old age. Its basis for eligibility differs from that of the disability pension or survivor's pension. Enrollment period and pensionable age in principle. You must have been enrolled in the national pension for at least 10 years to receive the old age pension. The enrollment period may include not only periods for which contributions were actually paid, but also periods recognized by law. So individual records should be checked with the National Pension Service. Year of birth old age pension, starting age 1952, or earlier 1953, 1956, 61, 1957, 1960-62, 1961, 1964, 63, 1965, 1968, 64, 1969, or later 65, therefore, not everyone begins receiving the pension at age 61. You must check both your year of birth and enrollment period. How the old age pension amount is determined: the following factors are reflected in the old age pension amount. National pension enrollment period, standard monthly income during the enrollment period, statutory formula, reflecting the average income of all participants and the individual's average income, whether benefits are claimed early or deferred, adjustments for price changes while receiving benefits in general. A longer enrollment period and higher reported income during enrollment are likely to result in a larger benefit. However, the system does not simply multiply the total contributions paid by a fixed percentage. Early old age pension and deferred pension, if certain requirements are met, you may claim the early old age pension before the normal pensionable age, and the available timing should be confirmed with the National Pension Service. The reduction rate and reduction period applied to early benefits should also be confirmed with the National Pension Service. Conditions such as the enrollment period and whether the claimant is engaged in income-generating work apply to the early old age pension. Conversely, all or part of the old age pension may be deferred, and the available deferral period should be confirmed with the National Pension Service. The increase rate applied to the deferred portion varies according to the deferral period and should therefore be confirmed with the National Pension Service. Health, earned income, other retirement assets, and expected living expenses should all be considered, making it difficult to decide based solely on the increase rate. Even when receiving the regular old age pension, the pension amount may be reduced under statutory standards if the recipient engages in income-generating work for a certain period after reaching the pensionable age. Eligibility requirements for the basic pension in principle. The basic pension is available to Korean nationals aged 65 or older who reside in Korea and whose household's recognized income is at or below the selection threshold for the applicable year. The range of eligible recipients is determined in consideration of the income and asset distribution of the overall older population. Recipients of the government employees' pension, private school teachers' pension, military pension, or special post office pension, and their spouses are in principle excluded from the basic pension. However, exceptions may apply depending on the type of benefit received, such as a lump sum retirement benefit and employment history, so individual confirmation is necessary. 2025 selection thresholds: household type, 2025 monthly recognized income threshold, single person household, at most 2.28 million, one couple household, at most 3.648 million one. These amounts were applicable in 2025. Because the selection threshold and standard pension amount may be adjusted each year, applicants in 2026 or later should check the figures for the application year on the Ministry of Health and Welfare's basic pension website, BICJIRO, or at an administrative welfare center. Recognized income is different from monthly salary. Recognized income does not mean only the monthly salary deposited into a bank account. It is generally calculated by adding the following two components. Assessed income reflects earned income, business income, property income, public transfer income, etc. Income converted value of assets converts assets such as housing, land, financial assets, and vehicles into monthly income after reflecting deductions, liabilities, and other factors. Statutory deductions may apply to earned income, while regional basic asset allowances and financial asset deductions may also affect the calculation. Therefore, eligibility is not guaranteed simply because your monthly salary or national pension amount is below the selection threshold. Conversely, owning a home does not automatically disqualify you. Why the actual payment may differ from the standard pension amount: the 2025 standard pension amount should be checked through official guidance, such as the Ministry of Health and Welfare's basic pension website. And not all recipients receive the same amount in full. The following rules may apply to the actual amount. Linked reduction reflecting the national pension benefit amount, enrollment period, etc. Spousal reduction that reduces each spouse's basic pension amount by 20%, when both spouses receive the basic pension reduction, to prevent income reversal, when receipt of the basic pension would raise income above the selection threshold, receiving the national pension does not mean that the basic pension is reduced one for one by the same amount. The determination is made by applying the statutory formula to factors such as the type and amount of national pension benefits, enrollment period, and household recognized income. Can the old age pension and basic pension be received together? If the requirements of both programs are met, the old age pension and basic pension can be received at the same time. Being an old age pension recipient does not automatically exclude someone from the basic pension. However, national pension benefits may affect the recognized income and benefit calculation for the basic pension. For some recipients with long national pension enrollment periods or benefit amounts above a certain level, the basic pension may be lower than the standard pension amount. A separate issue that must be distinguished here is the coordination of overlapping benefits within the national pension. If one person simultaneously acquires entitlement to their own old age pension and a survivor's pension based on a spouse or another person, the overlapping benefit coordination rules under the National Pension Act apply. Generally, the person may choose one benefit and receive part of the other in addition, but this varies depending on the combination of benefits and when the entitlements arose, so an individual calculation by the National Pension Service is required. This is separate from the issue of receiving the old age pension and basic pension at the same time, an easily overlooked difference. Each pension must be applied for separately. The old age pension and basic pension are not deposited automatically when you reach the eligible age. Claiming the old age pension once entitlement to the old age pension arises, a claim must be filed with the National Pension Service. You may visit a local office or use mail, fax, or supported online services. If you wait too long to file a claim, the statute of limitations may prevent you from receiving some past pension payments, so it is important to confirm when your entitlement arises. Applying for the basic pension can be applied for at the UP, Myeon, or Dong Administrative Welfare Center with jurisdiction over your address, a National Pension Service office, or BICJIRO. The application period should be confirmed with an administrative welfare center or the National Pension Service. And applications by a representative may require additional documents, such as a power of attorney and identification. As a general rule, the basic pension is not automatically paid retroactively for past periods if the application is filed late. It is advisable to check the application period and required documents before reaching age 65. The following materials are generally used in the assessment. Identity verification documents information for a payment account in the applicant's name, spouse's consent to provide financial information documents concerning residence and assets, such as a lease agreement documents establishing. Authorization when applying through a representative submission may be waived for items that can be verified through public records, and additional documents may be requested depending on the household circumstances. Questions for quickly identifying which pension applies. Question to check program to review first. Is the national pension enrollment period at least 10 years? Old age pension has the pensionable age for the applicable year of birth been reached. Old age pension is the person aged 65 or older, with income and assets at or below the thresholds. Basic pension, do you want to receive the pension up to 5 years early or late? Early or deferred old age pension, do you want to check eligibility for assistance despite having little or no national pension enrollment history? Basic pension, are you already receiving the national pension, but your household circumstances are at or below the thresholds? Check the possibility of additionally applying for the basic pension checklist before applying. Check your national pension enrollment history and estimated old age pension amount. Check the normal pensionable age based on your year of birth. Compare the lifetime monthly benefit differences among early, regular, and deferred receipt. Organize information on your and your spouse's income, housing, financial assets, and liabilities. For the basic pension, check the selection threshold and standard pension amount for the application year. If you have a history under an occupational pension, such as the government employee's pension, ask whether a basic pension exception applies. Confirm whether a separate claim or application is required for each pension, and do not miss the application period. How to avoid confusing the terms. The former basic old age pension was the predecessor of the current basic pension. Using the current program names and distinguishing them as follows can reduce confusion. Old age pension, a national pension benefit paid based on national pension enrollment history, basic pension. A program providing payments to people aged 65 or older who meet the recognized income threshold and other requirements, basic old age pension. The former name of the program that preceded the current basic pension when pension guidance or counseling refers simply to the national pension. It may include the disability pension and survivor's pension in addition to the old age pension. You must confirm the exact name of the benefit you receive or expect to receive in order to correctly determine overlapping benefits and calculate the basic pension.